For Radio Free Phoenix, this is Music Spotlight with your host, Michael Thomas Jr. Welcome to another Musical Spotlight. I'm Michael Thomas Jr. on Radio Free Phoenix. We're talking right now to the lovely and ever-talented Nashville-based country singer-songwriter Ayla Brown. Thank you so much for talking with us, Ayla. I know that you just released your single last month, Take Your Name, and since then it's been making waves across the country on country radio stations. Tell us, is this just a single for now, or should we be expecting an album? And what was a little bit about, maybe you could tell us a little bit about the inspiration behind the song and, you know, what you think it resonates with as far as meaning and why do you think it's done very well?
So this right now is just a single,
okay.
But I definitely have a lot of music that I've been creating lately that will, you kind of pool together your favorite songs at the end of a whole writing period. And so, yeah, there'll be an EP to follow this, but I don't know if Take Your Name will end up being on that EP or just released as a single. My guess is probably just a single.
All right. Well, as far as, so you are developing though an EP, or are you hoping to?
I am.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. The goal is to basically what I've been told is the more content you release, obviously, the more your name gets out there. So what artists try to do, including myself, is to release something, every year, just to make sure that there's always music out there. So my last record was a full-length record called Let Love In. And so, you know, now it was time to do another song and release music. And this was something, the Take Your Name song, that I was really excited about, very proud of. I feel like it's a very catchy, exciting song about being in love with someone so much that you just want to, like, take their last name, a.k.a. get married to them. And so it's kind of the perfect wedding song, or if you're just, like, really in love with the person that you're with, or, you know, if you're in the wedding business at all, like a photographer or a DJ, it would be like a fun reception type of song. So, yeah, it's been kind of cool seeing all the places it's landed. I'm one of those writers that if I have an idea, I'll write it in my phone and kind of like check back in with it later if I have, a scheduled writing appointment with maybe a co-writer. But in this case, I wrote down the title, Take Your Name, a couple months before I even wrote the song. And I was on a plane going to visit my sister, and all of a sudden I just got like really, really inspired, and I don't know why, but like all of a sudden I'm like, I need a pen and I need a barf bag, like it's happening right now. And I'm not talking about throwing up, I mean like I was ready to write the song, and in 30 minutes the entire song was written, and I sent it to Gus Berry, who produced the track, and he fell in love with it. He was like, I'm recording this tomorrow. Let me know when you get back into town. We're going to put your vocals on it. And so I've been waiting really just for the right time to release it. And so I figured Valentine's Day, because it's such a fun, happy love song, would be a good time to release it. So I did on February 14th when it became available to radio as well as digitally.
Oh, that's great. So let's just play a little bit of that great single that you just released called Take Your Name by Ayla Brown, whom we're speaking to right now on RadioFreePhoenix.com. Here's Take Your Name.
Leave your worries at the door. Pain and suffering ain't welcome anymore. If you want to be with me, there ain't no you, there ain't no
I wanna take your
battle scar ain't nothing if you ain't got the bruise. Sometimes a fight is what you need to prove I really needed you.
Single released by the ever-talented singer and songwriter who we're talking to right now, recording artist Ayla Brown, called Take Your Name. You can get that right now wherever digital music is sold. Just go to aylabrown.com. You can see all her music right there. So tell me a little bit about what the songwriting process is for you, you know, just in regards to what you've just written with this great single, Take Your Name, and what you hope to develop in the near future, and the great songs that you've put together in the past.
I'm one of those writers that if I have an idea, I'll write it in my phone and kind of like check back in with it later if I have, you know, a scheduled writing appointment with maybe a co-writer. But in this case, I wrote down the title, Take Your Name, a couple months before I even wrote the song. And I was on a plane going to visit my sister, and all of a sudden I just got like really, really inspired, and I don't know why, but like all of a sudden I'm like, I need a pen and I need a barf bag, like it's happening right now. And I'm not talking about throwing up, I mean like I was ready to write the song, and in 30 minutes the entire song was written, and I sent it to Gus Berry, who produced the track, and he fell in love with it. He was like, I'm recording this tomorrow. Let me know when you get back into town. We're going to put your vocals on it. And so I've been waiting really just for the right time to release it. And so I figured Valentine's Day, because it's such a fun, happy love song, would be a good time to release it. So I did on February 14th when it became available to radio as well as digitally.
Now, so I guess your songwriting process, is it more, it sounds like the lyrics come before the music for you.
Sometimes it's weird. Like as a songwriter, it all depends. Sometimes I can pick up a guitar and start playing chords and a melody happens well before lyrics. And then sometimes where Take Your Name happened, it was more lyric and it almost reminded me of a poem. And then I went to a guitar afterwards and I found the melody that I was kind of singing in my head. So as an artist, it really just depends, you know?
Yeah, so are you involved on a lot of the production end of it, I would imagine, as well? As far as just when you put together an EP, or do you usually leave those responsibilities to others?
I am trying to be involved when I want to and need to be, but not overly involved, because I feel like creatively that's not the best idea to have too many cooks in the kitchen, so to speak.
Yeah.
And so I leave that up to the professionals and people who might have a more trained ear, or they're hearing something that maybe I don't. And, you know, it's a collaboration. The whole process from the beginning of a song to the end of it, it doesn't take just one person. It's usually multiple people who kind of make it happen. So I'm very grateful.
That's great. Now, how would you describe your, you know, your style as far as your music and your maybe your singing methods? Would you describe it more like acoustic country, or do you have a way that you best self-describe it?
No, it's so funny you say acoustic country, because like 5 years ago, I never would have ever dreamt about holding a guitar on stage and accompanying myself.
Yeah.
I had no idea how to play the guitar. So So I've learned a lot since moving to Nashville, and I've learned that there's something so special about a stripped-down version of a song, and it can be any song, whether it be a pop one, a blues, country. There's something really intimate about hearing it in a different way. But if I had a choice, of course, like, I would want to bring a full band to every one of my shows, but, you know, given people's budgets or, you know, travel time or whatever it may be, like, I've had to learn how to play the guitar and accompany myself. And so it's funny you say acoustic country. It's like, no, I do that because that's what I'm forced to do at times. But I would say my genre of music is very modern country slash pop. I think like my melodies are very pop driven, but lyrically definitely, you know, there's country elements to that with the storytelling, because country music is all about the story, right? And so I think there's a good combination of both.
So I bet being in Nashville, how long have you been in Nashville now?
I've been here for 6 years.
Okay, so as far as, you know, moving there and living there, do you find yourself sort of almost being like a fly on the wall, like taking in, you know, some of the artists that come before you or the local artists that you've seen move way, you know?
I've literally done all of that since I moved to Nashville. I love going to shows. I love opening up for other artists on tour because I learn so much from them because they've been doing it for longer than I have, right? So I feel like I'm a sponge when it comes to just soaking up information and knowledge, and especially about the music business too, which, you know, sometimes as artists, people just want to be artists, but you can't. Like, that doesn't pay your bills. That doesn't get you out on the road. You have to treat your music like a business, which it is. And so I've just been soaking up everything I can, and I feel like I've learned a lot, and now is totally my time where maybe people have seen me many years ago on American Idol, but that was me when I had no idea what I was doing, and hopefully people get a better understanding of who I am now and how much I've learned and grown as an artist.
Yeah, absolutely. What would you say, did you always, growing up, did you always have that, you know, musical instinct as far as, or did you never realize you were going to teach yourself instruments as well? I'm sure you always wanted to sing music. I mean, did you grow up while liking country music? I know you originally are from the Northeast.
Correct, yeah. So, it's funny, I never listened to country music growing up. My favorite type of music was, like, the power singers, you know, because vocals were my thing. I never played an instrument. I never gravitated. I mean, I played, like, the trumpet and the clarinet in elementary school, but, I mean, in terms of sitting down, learning the piano or the guitar, I never really did that, so I was all about the Celine Dion and Mariah Carey, Whitney Houston's of the world, where they just, like, sang their hearts out. And so that's what I grew up listening to, a lot of that kind of music. And it wasn't until later on in my kind of young adult life that I got introduced to country music. And it was more of the modern style. It was, you know, the Rascal Flatts and the Faith Hills and of the world. And I just kind of started falling in love with a different style and genre of music that I didn't even know existed until that moment, you know? So
I bet it's very rewarding too, though, to see that, you know, you just released this song and it's getting getting a lot of airplay a few stations.
Dang.
Already. So
yeah, it's been very, very, very exciting. I mean, waking up and seeing that it was like the 9th most downloaded song on Play MPE with all the programming directors the first week that it was out, like, you have no idea how excited I was.
Congratulations.
Because
man,
a lot of work has gone into just one song. I mean,
I said,
from the beginning of it and in its infancy stage to, like, where it is now and where it can grow to be is just really inspiring and exciting.
That's exciting when you're a singer-songwriter to you know, because you're taking it from its very beginning. Even though if it starts on a bag and on an airplane. So are you touring and everything like that? Are you a little bit more focused on just
I'm working on I'm working on putting together a tour. Yeah. It's really tough, you know, when you're not like a big time artist to expect that you can go and sell out ticketed events. So what I end up doing, and I'm not mad about this at all, I would love to expand my my touring base and do more than just the Northeast part of the United States. And hopefully I will, and I'm working on that for the spring and summer schedule. But, you know, I do end up going up to the North a lot because that's where I'm from, and people love my music up there, and they've supported me for many, many, many years. So it's kind of nice to go back to home base and kind of show everyone what you've been working on over the years that I've been here. So, but yeah, it's hard. It's really, really hard putting together a tour. People just think you show up with your guitar, and it's like, no. Even just like getting responses from venues, and then, you know, all the follow-up things about, you know, well, how many tickets can you sell? And it's like, I don't know, but challenge me, right?
Right, exactly.
Give me the opportunity and let me prove to you that I can do it. And so it takes a lot of guts to be able to at least say that to a venue and hope that they still give you an opportunity. So we'll see. Hopefully the song will take on a life of its own, and you know, venues will come knocking at my door.
Yes, exactly. Well, you definitely have a great attitude, because you know you're in the business for the right reason. Obviously you appreciate the artistic value of what you put out, so that's very important. So along with this, obviously you're developing music. Is that really right now your just sole concentration? I know that you've done USO tours, and you've done a lot of great work with our troops. Is there anything else you're involved with that, you know, aside from, or just incorporating your music to help others?
Yeah, so besides helping the troops, which is something I'm super passionate about, I love doing it. I've been overseas to like 13 different countries on 5 different tours. So I'm really grateful to have those opportunities. But there's a great organization that I am a writer for. It's called Songs of Love. And it's a group of writers who we receive profiles on children who are battling some sort of illness. And usually it's cancer. And so we'll get a profile and it'll tell us all about the kid. So, you know, if they have any hobbies, favorite things to do, their best friend's names, their dog name, whatever it is. And we take what's in the profile and I write a song all about that kid and then record it, and the child gets their own special song of love all about them. So if anyone wants to find out more information, they can go to songsoflove.org and kind of read all about it, listen to some of the songs, donate if you have, you know, few extra dollars. They're really, really great and doing awesome things for kids.
Wow, that's a wonderful organization. How long have you been with them? Or working with them, rather?
Since 2010,
Okay, that's great.
Yeah, I've been, whenever I have a free month or so, because you get about 30 days, so I'll write the song, and then I beg all of my friends to record the song for me, because I don't have recording capabilities, and this is kind of like, you know, I don't pay anyone to record. It's just really great people doing things out of the goodness of their heart and using their studios and stuff like that. So I try and do, you know, at least a few per year, but yeah. I wish I did more. If I had the ability to record on my own, I would do them literally all the time.
So you have pretty good friends that will let you lend their studio?
Yeah, I've had some really great people who have stepped up to the plate over the past few years to help these kids.
That's beautiful. So as far as when you're recording your singles as well, or obviously an album in that case, is there a specific studio that you utilize, or?
No, it all depends on who I choose to produce the stuff, and like my the Take Your Name was done in a home studio. And Let Love In was a combination of home studios with different players and stuff like that. And then my other projects that I released in Nashville were done in big studios. But the music industry has changed so much. You can have amazing quality, great work without having to rent these big studios. So for an independent artist like myself, it's just more cost effective for me to do it the way I've been doing it the past couple times.
Yeah, and do you like being independent, or is there a hope one day that you can possibly be under a label, or do you want to just be just a sustaining self album and be able to have more artistic, freedom?
Good question. It all depends on the timing, the situation, the record label. Yes, my dreams are bigger than me, you know, doing all of this on my own. It would be amazing to have like a big team of people around me and where I can focus on being an artist and not so much on the business side. But that being said, there are pros and cons to being an independent artist, and I'm not even gonna say I'm not grateful, because every penny that I make is put right back into my LLC, and I'm able to use it to generate more opportunities and merchandise and business, and you know, so all those things are really gratifying for someone who, like, 6 years ago was just graduating college and like, what am I going to do with my life, you know? But then the cons are, well, I'm not being played on the radio like these big time artists who have these big labels, right? And so you just kind of have to take the good with the bad and just keep rolling and hoping for the best.
Yeah, hopefully I mean, obviously this year's off to a great start for you. You have some good things planned, and hopefully you continue putting out some great work. As far as I saw that you do some covers on YouTube, along with you were recording a song. It said no label, so you don't have the song's name. Is that what you meant by that?
No, it's called Label.
Okay,
and it is recorded, but I didn't know how to play it on the guitar, so I was trying to figure out how to play it on the guitar.
Oh, okay. Well, so did you teach?
So I got it, and I ended up singing it that night at a show, and I was so nervous. I was like, oh my gosh, here goes a new song. Let's see if it happens. And I got through it, and I was really proud of myself.
That's pretty good. Yeah, I would be. Did you teach yourself how to play the guitar?
I did, oh, yeah. Wow.
No lessons, just kind of just tutorial self-videos, or did you just kind of just walk through it? I mean, obviously you're already musically inclined, so.
You know what? I don't know if everyone is born with this talent, but I have a really good ear.
That's good.
And so if it didn't sound right, I would use whatever chords I had learned already, and I was just like, no, that's not it. What is it? Oh, it's a G, not a D. Okay, my ear hears that. And I don't know if everyone has that sort of ability, but that's been my strength in terms of teaching myself how to play. But everyone learns differently, you know?
Yeah.
Some people are more rhythmic. Some people are really great at, like, doing solos. I can't finger pick at all. Like, I can't do solos. I can't do individual. But if you just put a guitar, I can do basic strum patterns and basic chords. And I hope that people just listen to my voice and not my guitar playing skills.
No, I think they're just fine. As far as... were you a music major in college, or I know that you played collegiate?
I wasn't. No, sports. I played basketball in college. So I was. I tried to take some music classes, and I did. I thought maybe I would minor in it, but it was really hard. Like I had no idea what I was doing. Like music theory and 20th century composers and all this stuff, and I'm like, oh my gosh, no. But I ended up majoring in communications. That was my major.
Oh, wonderful! So did you hope you were possibly thinking you were going to go more down a athletic route earlier on, huh? I suppose.
Yeah. When I was growing up, like when I was little, I really thought I would just be like a basketball player and play in the WNBA or something. And I don't know, things have changed. I mean, I had the most amazing opportunity to play in college and get a scholarship, and I'm very grateful
for
that. But my heart has really been focused and, I don't know, pulled toward music,
music
for many years. So it was an easy decision after I graduated to move to Nashville.
Wonderful. Now, as far as where everyone can catch your latest single and as far as follow you and all your musical whereabouts, can you tell everyone where they can reach you as far as, you know, downloading your singles
absolutely.
And music?
Yeah. You can find out any information on aylabrown.com. That's definitely a good place to start, but if you're more into social media, I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter and Instagram. You can find all that information on my website, or just follow me and would love to connect. And, of course, the new single is called Take Your Name, which you can find on any digital download site like Apple Music, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, etc. So check it out. Let me know what you think.
Now, as far as are you gonna have any, possibly in the future, any more spontaneous releases? Do you like that style? As far as, you know, surprising. I know it was Valentine's Day, but do you kind of like that style? It kind of creates like a burst of excitement, like out of nowhere.
No, I don't like that style.
No?
You know, it's funny because you spend months preparing for what seems like a surprise, but it's really not. Like, there's been so many months of preparation,
sure,
just to release that one song. And so going forward, I'm not Beyonce. I can't just release a surprise record. So, yeah, I mean, next EP, you know, hopefully there's a lot of excitement over the Take Your Name song, and, you know, the excitement kind of builds and generates as time goes on, and then all of a sudden you start rebranding and saying, okay, you know, Take Your Name is over, but in a month, you know, this EP is going to be released. Are you guys still with me? And then here we are.
here you are. Are you doing all of your marketing as well? Or do you have someone at least helping?
Not everything. I do a lot, but
yeah,
not everything. So, you know, I have a PR company here, sure, in Nashville that's been hired to do those kind of things as well. Just stuff that I can't do everything on my own.
Yeah,
so
of course.
I do have a small team of people that have been working really hard, but, you know, it takes the public too. It takes people to hear about it and share it and download it and just talk about it and be excited about the stuff. So,
well, we love everything that you do. I love the latest single and your work, and I hope to see hoping to see a lot more great things for you this year. Really appreciate
awesome.
having you talk with
All
us
right.
today.
Well, thank you so much
and
for having
you.
Me too, and I'll talk to you guys soon.
Talk to you soon. Thank you.
Bye.
Make sure to pick up your copy of Take Your Name, the latest single by recording artist Ayla Brown, and be sure to check out all of her recent releases, including musical videos, upcoming tours, and all her whereabouts at aylabrown.com. We're going to leave you out with one gem from her latest album, and the song is the self-titled track from that album called Let Love In by Ayla Brown. This is Michael Thomas for Music Spotlight on RadioFreePhoenix.com. Here's Let Love In by Ayla Brown.
Up my all about me kind of attitude. I almost lost my mind. You got me thinking that.